Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You know I love you. I'm sorry that I said I didn't earlier. It's just the one thing I knew would hurt you. I'm sorry. But you know I love you. And I know that you love me too. It's just that sometimes love isn't enough. At least not for us. I mean, it shouldn't be this hard.
Why didn't you call me? You couldn't have called me. You couldn't have given me some sort of chance to, like, change your mind. Don't you think you owed me that?
I couldn't.
You couldn't. You thought that little of me that you couldn't have just called me. Why?
Because I couldn't.
Give me an answer. Why? Why not? Because
why? I couldn't.
I want an answer.
Because just hearing your voice, I would have changed my mind.
I'm really going to miss you. You know, I'm really going to miss you. Take care. And she's like, wait, what? That's it? Cold. Gotta be a G, bro. That's the game.
What you have to do when it's not working with a girl is wish them luck. To give them the best of luck. Wish them luck. Walk away and don't look back.
But as a man, you need to be able to walk away. You need to be able to keep your respect for yourself. And you need to go work on you, because begging a woman back or catering and negotiating will never work. It is just simply a shit test that you will lose in.
I get sad. I cry sometimes when I miss people. It's okay to miss people. But we ain't never going backwards. You can take that same energy and take it to the gym and make yourself better. Because what's for you, if it's meant for you, it's not going to miss you. So the right thing going to come.
And you're still going to get those emotions. Those things are still going to hit you. But walk away and don't look back. And there's two reasons for that. Number one, if there's any chance that it's going to work out, the best possible way for you to get it to work out is by walking away, by wishing them luck, walking away and don't look back. That's the best way.
No, I love you enough to let you go. Go find that person that you say that's better than me.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Can't wait.
Does that hurt?
Everything hurt when you love somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I love for real.
Mm-hmm.
But like now, I can't wait to get my heart broke. I just use it for motivation. This shit turned me into a monster.
Every man needs to get his heart brutally broken by a woman who he genuinely thought was going to be the mother of his children. I say that because the lessons you learn and the wisdom you gain and the new perspectives you get, you can only unlock from going through something like that. I know it is one of the worst feelings to lose somebody who you genuinely thought you were going to put a ring on. I know how you feel, which is why I can sit here and relate to you and say the things I say.
Have you healed?
No, but I haven't healed like all the way.
So why not be single first?
That's not my choice.
Elaborate. What do you mean?
Well, it's not meant for everybody to be alone after a painful, depressing breakup, because that's how people kill them. Some people go into a state of depression and they never get out of it because they want to isolate and say, until I get all my shit together, I don't even want to give love a shot.
And the only thing I won was being alone or being less connected to others, you know? And not only did I miss out, could I miss out on caring about people, but I missed out on feeling probably a lot of the love that people had for me.
I think love can help you to love if you allow yourself. So I think, you know, I think that's a tradition that a whole lot of women I find could find themselves sticking to. I know niggas is like, oh, niggas, soon we break up, we in the club, we out. That wasn't my approach. But I knew that I was so traumatized and shook and confused that I did not need to be alone, and I also didn't need to be in no club.
I love that girl so much. She's so beautiful. Oh my Lord, I love you so much. I would not, she has been, I'll break down crying right now. She has been the safest place for me to become the man that I never thought I could be.
If you ever need me for anything, I'm always be there for you. because you changed my life. You showed me that real love exists in this world. Now everybody's so selfish these days, and it was beautiful. Like, it was beautiful.
I remember the way she looked at me, and she gave me this big hug. And I don't know why that specific moment stuck with me so much, but it was like everything was perfectly fine, normal, and I was just so, like, in love. I thought, I was so excited that, like, I was getting one step closer, potentially, to getting, I felt so close to that dream of, like, the house, the family, and starting all those things. One thing that kind of fucked me up, that I remember genuinely crying my heart out to her at one point, begging for her, and there was one thing that she said, and I'll never forget this, that she didn't just want to see, like, a life with someone like me.
I thought I had the one, and I sat there and looked like a fool. And that feeling of rejection from the person who you thought was gonna be your fucking wife, that does something to you. That changes you for the better. It doesn't make you cold. I don't want you guys thinking I want you to be cold, but you have more of a fucking backbone. You have more of the ability to take that left hand and pick your fucking nuts up and walk away from the next girl who treats you a certain way or shows little to no interest.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But I'm only able to do that because I went through a situation that I thought I was never going to get over. I know how you guys feel when you're going through something. You think you're never going to get over it. You think you're never going to look at another girl the same. I promise you, you will. Take it from me.
I thought the love you give is the love you receive. I thought it was reciprocal. I thought because I was so selfless with other people, so many people would be selfless with me. I thought if I had good intentions for everybody, everybody's intentions would be good for me. But that's not how life works. I tell everybody in relationships and dating and friendships and family, you have to be okay with letting go of what you gave up. The energy you've expended, the time you've wasted, you got to be okay with losing it. And a lot of times people not. People selfishly want to hold on to it and say, if I gave this much, you should give that much. But that's not how the life works.
You are feeling guilt because you broke up with someone, right? I've been there, man. I feel you, dude. The hardest thing to do really is to be honest with somebody and let them go when you don't feel like it's a right fit. So to make a big choice, like to let somebody go that I had cared about at one time, at least decently, it sounds like you cared about this woman, it was very jarring afterwards.
Have you noticed men don't bounce back from heartbreak.
Yeah. Oh, they really don't.
It ain't like, if, like, once they go through, like, not if you just fucking with somebody and, you know what I mean, in passing, mm-hmm. but if a man been like a real long-term relationship, mm-hmm. he don't just leave that motherfucker and go jump to some new shit and be happy.
Yeah.
Not unless he been unhappy for a real long time, but if that mm-hmm. nigga was happy at some point and then she completely switched the program, that shit fuck a nigga up.
How do you deal with heartbreak?
Yeah, the man don't. You either gonna be a better man after that or your shit finna go way the fuck down. It ain't no in-between.
Speaking about relationships, one of the most common traumas probably that people are going to go through is heartbreak, right? You're going to be in a relationship that you imagine is going to continue forever, maybe when you're 18 or sometimes when you're 48, and then it's going to stop. Have you thought about the neuroscience of what's happening during heartbreak?
When there's a breakup, it's exceedingly hard, especially if the person is young. You know, if you look at suicides after breakups, those are far more common in younger people than they are in older people. Why? Because the relationship represents the whole future. They have no concept that they know there are other people, but it sort of feels like the whole world is shutting down. So breakups, what's happened is the person is no longer available in time and space. This is why when someone breaks up, you literally have to let them go, right? You know, constant pursuing of them is out of context, is not healthy. They have a name for that. It's called a stalker. Don't do it. The brain has to think that the person is gone in time and space. This has become much harder with social media, right? Because people can check up on people, they can hear from people. In the old days, like when I was growing up, you just like took the phone off the hook or you diverted your attention. Now we are constantly renewing that the person is still there. And so love and the loss of love and the death grief are virtually identical. It's that motivational state. And this is why it's so hard to not reach out to somebody that you really miss and want back.
How do you navigate your way through heartbreak?
First of all, the people who break our hearts really badly are not horrible people. If they were just the horrible people, we'd be fine. But the thing you really have to worry about is heartbreak by nice people. The people who are really kind to us for a long time. They get under our skin. They understand our pains. They're truly sweet. You know, they sit with us through our crises. They are our best friend. And then one day, for whatever reason, they go elsewhere. This is the devastating thing.
Because love does hurt. Love hurts. It hurts to care. Love hurts so bad that it's a funny thing. We have the oddest relationship with it.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We all want it and we all need it, and yet we try to dodge it. Maybe it's because it's so expensive. Love is expensive, not just with checks and dinner and stuff. I'm not talking about cards and flowers and stuff. Love is expensive because love requires an openness that is unsettling, a transparency that is difficult.
If anyone who doesn't choose you cannot be for you, if they don't see you, like, what is a relationship? It's someone sees you, they accept you, and they want that. That's the most beautiful part of a relationship. So if someone doesn't see you and accept you and want what they see, then this relationship is missing the most beautiful part of any relationship. You know, it shouldn't be desirable at that stage because it has failed the fundamental test of what makes a relationship worth having. We're not talking about a person who, in at least the case I feel we're talking about, the person who was taken from us by life. We're talking about a person who's just walking around somewhere, still existing on the planet, but choosing not to be with us.
But don't tell me if it's meant to be, it'll be, because that's not the case. You have to choose to want to be with someone, because love is not always going to be every single day. It's a choice. And some days I'm not going to love you the way you love me. Some days you're not going to love me the way that I love you. But I got to pick up your slack and you have to pick up my slack because we're choosing this, not because fate or the universe or love. So we get misconstrued with a lot of that fairy tale movie, TV, Disney shit. And it's like, if you want someone to be in your life, you will do everything above and beyond to keep that person in your life. No ifs, ands, or buts. If that's the person you want to be with, you make it work. If it's not...
If your partner thinks you're never going to walk away from them, no matter what they do, you've lost. That's a horrible place to be in. We have to get to a place where we both understand that as long as we show up the way that we need to show up for each other, we have each other's back. We will be here. But neither of us will tolerate an unhealthy relationship and someone who blatantly does not want to work on making this better.
Move on and get over it. Do not dwell on what it was and don't dwell on what it could have been. No, deal with what it is right now, what that person is. Deal with reality, accept reality, and be thankful for reality. Be thankful that you were able to learn before you invested more into this person. Be thankful that you found out when you did that this person was a liar, that this person was unfaithful, was untrustworthy. Be thankful that you know it, and you know it now instead of later. And you know what else is going to make it a lot easier to get over these situations? Is recognize that there's plenty of people out there in the world that are trustworthy and that are faithful, good people. They're out there. Go find one of them. But don't think that that person that you had was the only one in the world. They're not.
People who are in bad relationships or like unhealthy relationships, one of the reasons they're unhealthy is that there's a running scorecard that's going on. So there's this like running tally in each person's head of like, well, I did this thing for you and I did this other thing for you and you never did this thing for me. And when I was here, like you weren't there to support me. And like, there's just like a scoreboard that's always being calculated. And
hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What those people don't realize is that it's the scoreboard itself that is the problem. It's not that one person is like, quote unquote, winning or losing. And so I think when it comes time to like somebody's like wants to break up or wants to end a friendship or, you know, stop speaking to a family member or whatever, they're thinking of it in terms of the scoreboard. They're like, well, I just need to show this person that I'm winning the scoreboard right now. And if they
I'm justified in my departure.
Exactly. So if they understand that, then they'll understand why I'm like not going to be their friend anymore. And it's like, well, no, dude, like the scoreboard's actually the problem. Like the fact that you feel a need to keep score in the first place means it's a shitty friendship.
Sorry to break it to you, but it's impossible for someone who destroys your mental health to be the love of your life. Obsessing over someone isn't love. It's fear disguised as affection. Unhealthy love often feels exciting, dramatic, and profound, but hurts us in the long run. Healthy love often feels dull, peaceful, and repetitive, but it heals us in the long run.
Sometimes you're running and the other one's walking. And it's okay to be ahead, but don't lose sight. Don't get so far ahead that you leave your mate lost back there going, sometimes, somebody's real healthy, the other one's on IR. But we're still on the same team. That takes patience by the one who's healthy and takes persistence by the one who's on IR. But you gotta wait up to hold that hand to go, we're still doing this together. Even though maybe in this zone right now in my life, I'm flying and you're walking.
What is the worst relationship advice you've ever heard or received?
Find someone who loves you more than you love them.
What's the best relationship advice you've ever heard, received, or given?
Make a list of the things that are truly important for you to find in a partner, and then be that list.
And I think one of the cool things I've discovered in our relationship is your ability to be a burden to your partner is important. Like, for you to feel safe to be a burden to your partner and for them to still show up and love you, and then you're like, oh wow, like I don't need to give you anything in return, you're not expecting anything in return, I can put my burdens on you and you love me, that makes me feel safe and love you, so when you put your burdens on me, I'll do the same. It just becomes this like burning circle of love, you know. It's just I feel like that's such an important thing, to find someone who you just feel safe being a burden to. You're not gonna intentionally be a burden, but if you, sometimes you suck, you know, sometimes you're a burden. And if you don't even feel safe being like that around your partner, and you have to just withhold things from them and put on that show, you're never going to feel like safe around them. And you're not going to want to be there for them as much when they're being a burden as well. You just become these two people dividing and conquering all your problems rather than taking on the world together.
Don't expect others to give you what you give them, right? Like, one of the biggest things that I'm now very comfortable with understanding is my heart is different. And the energy attached to making others feel good or to put others in a position to do good is a high level energy. And just because you had that, it doesn't mean that other people should. Everybody operates differently, right? And everybody shows their love or shows their value or shows their commitment differently.
Yeah.
So I took the pressure off of...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing... nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Others... when I stop expecting you to do what I do.
That we do change. And even by being essentially the same person that we fell in love with, we still need room to change along the way and go through things that may seem inconsistent with who the DNA of why we fell in love with that person or what we love, who someone was. But you know, they're still essentially that. But give them room to change. Give them room to change.
Yeah. That's what love should do. Like, if you love someone, if it's genuine love, you see their hidden soul. That's a good way of thinking about it. You get a glimpse of the light that they could reveal to the world if they revealed it. That's what you see. And then to act in love is to encourage that to come forward and to discourage anything that gets in its way.
The secret to a really happy and stable romantic relationship is being, not doing. It is. And this is what people always get wrong, especially dudes, by the way. It's like, I'm going to do more. And so do more, have more results, right? Do more, work harder, get more results. She wants you to be. She wants you to see her. She wants the eye contact. She wants your presence. She wants your soul, man. She wants your soul. No, I'm going to go do something. You're not giving her your soul. You're giving her your muscles. You're giving her your effort. You're giving her your money. She wants your soul. And that's just being, and that's super hard.
There's something beautiful about waiting for someone. There's something romantic about it. There's something
really perfect about, because you get to keep them in this space in your head where they're perfect. They can't really do any wrong because they don't have to. It's almost sometimes waiting for somebody can be a sense of control. I'm going to wait for you. But really what I'm doing, not all the time, but really what I'm doing is I'm going to say I'm going to keep this in a perfect place where it's manageable because I don't really have to interact with it. It's almost like something I can just keep on the shelf right here. I can communicate with it when I need to. I can get what I need from it. In some ways, I have somebody to care about, but I don't physically have to have them there.
But that's my advice about relationships is be somebody and then also like find someone who you can grow with, right? You don't want to be with someone who doesn't share your values. You don't want to be with someone who makes excuses. You don't want to be with someone who's lazy or who's spiteful. You want to be with someone who's like genuinely kind. That's one of the things that I really love about my wife. And she's very smart and she works hard. She's a dedicated, disciplined person, which is also really nice. That's why one of the things I like the most about her. She's so nice. She's always smiling.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I love you. With a depth and passion that I have felt for no one else in this life.
But love is passion. Obsession. Someone you can't live without.
I want nothing else in this life than to be with you. To listen and watch you. Your beautiful voice, your beauty. To argue with you, to laugh with you. To show you things and share things with you. To explore your magnificent mind. To explore your wonderful body. In you, I found everything I want. You are beautiful, giving, gentle, idiotically and deliciously feminine. I never thought that even if one was in love, one could get so completely besotted with another person, so that a minute away from them felt like a thousand years.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.